6-2-2-3-7.
Hi, America. Welcome to this version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Big things happening this week in and out of D.C. Sure, in your own life, every day is a big challenge, isn't it? Especially when it comes to deciding, flu shot? No flu shot. What should I do? You know, in New York City, they're weighing mandatory sick leave in a lot of private areas, private companies, to match what's happened in San Francisco and also the District of Columbia because of the flu outbreak that's spreading all over the place. So there's big debates certainly in those areas. I think part of the buzz will be in San Francisco and Baltimore about the two Harbaugh brothers facing off. The Ravens coach, John Harbaugh, is going up against his brother, Jim Harbaugh, the 49ers coach, in the Super Bowl game. How about that? How wild is it? Imagine being the parents of these two coaches trying to decide, how do you stay objective? Who are you cheering for? It's pretty clear when you're cheering for them during the season or they're facing other opponents, but now you got your two kids facing off against each other. Maybe they're going to have to call up the Williams family and see what that's like, Serena and Venus, or call up the Manning family, although they've never met each other in a Super Bowl. The two quarterbacks, they've met each other in a regular season game. It could be interesting, though. I don't know. It's just crazy. You think about it, but it makes for an intriguing storyline. And there are a bunch of those already, like Ray Lewis retiring from the Ravens and unknown, virtually blip on the radar screen, 49er quarterback leading the way. You think the famous names of the 49er history in the signal caller spot, the great Joe Montana and then Steve Young. And now here you have Colin Kaepernick or Kaepernick or Capricorn. People can't even pronounce his name, so it is intriguing, let's just say, on media day when all the 10,000 stories come out, because that's what happens. What new and twisted and different angle can I come up with? That will certainly be one of them. In Washington, D.C., the gridlock that usually happens in inauguration might not be that bad, because you've got part two of Barack Obama, and actually the amount of people that are supposed to hit D.C. or they are already, not as high as, of course, the first time around, not as many. It's probably the better way to say that. Not, you know, a million plus people, not 2 million people, no place to go, no place to park, no place to lay my head at night. What do I do? All the inns are full. It's not that kind of deal. Maybe 500,000 people, topping out perhaps at 800,000 people, but certainly not the crowds of the last time the inauguration was held for Barack Obama. And he did a private swearing-in ceremony, Chief Justice Roberts at the White House swearing him in. Hey, after Justice Roberts' decision on Obamacare, a.k.a. affordable health care, he was probably pretty much welcomed there. Oh, Chief Roberts, how you doing? Remember all the jokes on that? A lot of people not thinking that Roberts would have come down the way he did, but he certainly did. Martin Luther King Day, we celebrate again, certainly, the civil rights leader's words weigh always on a lot of people's minds, especially when it comes to politics and other things. And it doesn't matter whether you have a D or an R, most people agree on the power of what Martin Luther King was trying to do and the way he was able to amass so many fans and move the civil rights movement forward to certainly affect change, I think, in this nation. Last time I was in Washington last year, I saw Martin Luther King's monument. It's pretty new, actually. And it was incredible to, because this was at night, to see it towering near so many other monuments, standing tall for presidents and stuff, and to look at some of the quotes at the base of Martin Luther King's feet, where they had a lot of them and whatnot. Many people will have off, and there'll be parades and all kinds of things in honor of Martin Luther King. So the president's official inauguration falls on Martin Luther King Day, and people are trying to draw comparisons, which I think ugh. I don't know if I were Obama, I certainly wouldn't want to be have the comparisons drawn there, but some people are trying to make those comparisons. And you may see some big headlines to that effect, not here in America Tonight, but at other places you might see that. So some of the other big news is we've hit on a couple of the juicier headlines. Certainly the Super Bowl showdown at the tail end of the hour will tell you if anybody nailed the score and give you some highlights from those very, very big games that set up San Francisco and Baltimore to ultimately meet in the biggest of games on February 3rd. Now, remember, we have the All-Star or the Pro Bowl game in between in Hawaii, which is so odd. In one way, maybe it's a little bit better, but in another way, I don't think most people are very tuned in for what's going on with the Pro Bowl. Does it take away some of the momentum of the Super Bowl? Probably, I don't think so. Probably not. So many millions of people watch the Super Bowl. It's an event. It's must-see TV. Even if you don't watch football, people are tuned in. And we'll have a nail the score for the Super Bowl. It'll be a big one. It'll be a fun one. And it's not going to be, I mean, that wraps up the season. That's the end of things until we get back to hoops, and then we'll do another nail the score. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, it's like circling lottery numbers. We do it on our Wednesday/Thursday show in the third hour for a couple of segments. You call in, you tell us who you think is going to win the game, what you think the final score is going to be, and you don't have to be even a big football fan at all. It is like doing the lottery numbers. You're just picking numbers out of thin air, and you'd be surprised at how well that often works out. Honestly, it's pretty crazy how that is. If you look at some of the scores, if you just randomly went onto the internet and picked a couple of weeks in football and looked at the scores, you'd see how lopsided they are at times, how low they are at times, and how unbelievably high they are at times. Seriously, would be. You know what happened in the Vatican? Are you ever hunkering for or wanting for Vatican news? I saw this heading into the weekend, and I thought, isn't that interesting? The Pope Benedict, named 24 new cardinals. See, much different than our political process. We have the swearing-in and then the inauguration. But it is a whole different event in Vatican City. It's a land unto its own. And the Pope is the highest of the high when you're Catholic. So 24 new cardinals, and this is, you know, the body that elects the successor and then gives a boost to who's going to regain the papacy, and that would be the Italians, because the new cardinals are two Americans. You've got some Europeans, Latin America, Asia, Africa, and they call them the princes of the church. Isn't that interesting? They get elevated at a ceremony in Rome that marks the, you know, marking the announcement and the end of a weekly public audience. That's one of the things that that happens. It's a very, very, very big deal. And then we move on from there. And who knows? It's all about the smoke and the smoke coming out of the chimney. If you get to that point where you have to elect a new pope. Much different from, like I said, the political process we have here in the United States. Who knows what the inner workings of that church are? All right, stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, Martin Luther King's speech. I had a dream. If you've never heard it, stay tuned. We got a big chunk of it coming up next to honor the man here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Talk about Martin Luther King and let you hear some of his I Had a Dream speech. And this is what it would have sounded like so many years ago, the powerful words that people still quote from today. So in honor of Martin Luther King Day, here's the famous I Had a Dream.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. minutes ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. 100 years later, the life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, the Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. 100 years later, the Negro is still languished in the corners of American society and finds himself in exile in his own land. And so we've come here today, dramatized a shameful condition. In a sense, we've come to our nation's capital to cash a check. When the architects of our republic wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, they were signing a promissory note to which every American was to fall heir. This note was a promise that all men, yes, black men as well as white men, would be guaranteed the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It is obvious today that America has defaulted on this promissory note insofar as her citizens of color are concerned. Instead of honoring this sacred obligation, America has given the Negro people a bad check, a check which has come back marked insufficient funds. But we refuse to believe that the Bank of Justice is bankrupt. We refuse to believe that there are insufficient funds in the great vaults of opportunity of this nation. So we've come to cash this check, a check that will give us upon demand the riches of freedom and the security of justice. We have also come to this hallowed spot to remind America of the fierce urgency of now. This is no time to engage in the luxury of cooling off or to take the tranquilizing drug of gradualism. Now is the time to make real the promises of democracy. Now is the time to rise from the dark and desolate valley of segregation to the sunlit path of racial justice. Now is the time to lift our nation from the quicksands of racial injustice to the solid rock of brotherhood. Now is the time to make justice a reality for all of God's children. It would be fatal for the nation to overlook the urgency of the moment. This sweltering summer of the Negro's legitimate discontent will not pass until that is an invigorating autumn of freedom and equality. 1963 is not an end, but a beginning. Those who hope that the Negro needed to blow off steam and will now be content will have a rude awakening if the nation returns to business as usual. There will be neither rest nor tranquility in America until the Negro is granted his citizenship rights. The whirlwinds of revolt will continue to shake the foundations of our nation until the bright day of justice emerges. But that is something that I must say to my people who stand on the warm threshold which leads into the palace of justice. In the process of gaining our rightful place, we must not be guilty of wrongful deeds. Let us not seek to satisfy our thirst for freedom by drinking from the cup of bitterness and hatred. We must forever conduct our struggle on the high plane of dignity and discipline. We must not allow our creative protests to degenerate into physical violence. Again and again, we must rise to the majestic heights of meeting physical force with soul force. The marvelous new militancy which has engulfed the Negro community must not lead us to a distrust of all white people. For many of our white brothers, as evidenced by their presence here today, have come to realize that their destiny is tied up with our destiny. And they have come to realize that their freedom is inextricably bound to our freedom. We cannot walk alone. And as we walk, we must make the pledge that we shall always march ahead. We cannot turn back. There are those who are asking the devotees of civil rights, when will you be satisfied?
50 years ago, Martin Luther King sharing his vision. How far have we come since that famous, famous speech? Happy Martin Luther King Day, everyone.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to Reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
We can count. How about this? Terrible. These gun shows in three states. There was gun shows to celebrate Gun Appreciation Day across the nation. And in some of the cases, you had thousands of people that showed up. Unfortunately, at least five people, three in North Carolina, one in Indiana, and one in Ohio, were injured. Different scenarios. Weapons went off at all gun shows, all three gun shows. Nobody's shooting at anybody, just freak accidents. The most happened at this gun and knife show in Raleigh, North Carolina, where what happened was gunfire rings out and happened. They actually, you know how everybody now has a flip phone and where they've got an iPhone and they can just pop up the video. Happened like in the afternoon, and a 36-year-old guy was unfastening basically the case of his 12-gauge shotgun on a table near the show entrance. It accidentally discharged. He was bringing it there to sell the shotgun. So it ended up injuring three people. One was a sheriff's deputy. He had a slight injury to his hand. He was treated, and he was released pretty easily. And then you had another woman who was treated for a wound to her torso, and another guy who was treated for an injury to his left hand. It was just a complete accident that happened. A freak thing where he was, you know, pulling down the gun. And they're actually trying to decide whether they're going to file charges against the gun owner or not, because they're unsure whether it was legal to bring a loaded gun on the state fairgrounds. And that's where it gets a little bit dicey as to whether or not he's going to be charged. And in Ohio, you had somebody who was shot by his business partner at a gun show another weird accident thing, too. And he brought a 9mm handgun to a firearms show fully loaded. And, you know, this goes to the whole thing of loaded, unloaded when you're bringing it somewhere. And unfortunately, it accidentally fired. And when it fired, the bullet ended up going into the arm and into the thigh of the business partner. Oh, boy, he's going to owe him for life, isn't he? Can you imagine? He was treated and released. That was it. And it was another crazy accidental shooting. But here was Gun Appreciation Day. And this was around America. There were gun rights groups that were pushing people to go to gun stores, gun ranges, gun shows, that kind of thing with American flags or hands off my gun signs to send that message that, hey, get out of here. We're seeing that assault-style rifles, the sales of them are skyrocketing. A lot of people are getting concealed and carry permits, that kind of stuff. Again, fearful of where the conversation's headed in this country, and then you have this freak thing that happens in Indiana, Ohio, because Indiana there was another weird accident too, just one person, and it just goes to show you got to know what's in the chamber and what you're doing with your gun, because I don't think that they really expected that something like that would happen. This is a sad story. 15-year-old charged with killing five people, 15 years old, horrific. And they said it was a terrible crime scene. It happened in a place where I used to work, actually, Albuquerque, New Mexico, a city where I used to work. And it was a well-known pastor, and four of his relatives were the victims. Each one was shot a bunch of different times. One of the weapons was an assault rifle, so you know that this is going to be discussed again. It's the 15-year-old. They don't know if he's a family member or what. He's charged with two counts of murder, three counts of child abuse, resulting in death. So it's a large crime scene, lots of physical evidence, and a very, very sad, terrible thing that happened. The deputies say walking in and seeing it was just absolutely awful, and there's no criminal history that they can find with this teenager. They're charging him as a juvenile, but they could charge him as an adult. And they're baffled as to what happened here, how this, you know, what was it? It's always that question of why. What is it that sent him to this point where he kills these people who could be related to him? And, you know, there's more behind that. Sadly, the passing of a legend after a very long life and a great baseball career, Stan Musial made a huge name for himself. He was one of the best hitters of all time in baseball. Stan the Man was his nickname. He was surrounded by his family in Missouri, and he died over the weekend on Saturday of natural causes, 92 years old. The Cardinals always brought him out whenever they could. He was a left-handed swinger, and if you looked at his stats, he hit above 317 times in a 22-year career, which is amazing. All played with St. Louis. You know, these days how players often move on for better contracts or whatever, or are part of some kind of a deal. In this case, he had three National League Most Valuable Player Awards, the one that he would talk about, three World Series titles, and he also served, too. In 1945, in World War II, he left baseball to join the Navy, so he retired with a .331 batting average. And he really stood out because he gave back. He came back to baseball a lot, which is great. You love to see that with old-time players. And he'd be there at Cooperstown so often for any of the festivities when it came to the Hall of Fame. And great guy. I had a chance to interview him twice. And I think that, I know one of the times was at Cooperstown for the ceremony for Nolan Ryan, and he just had just wonderful stories. He was filled with stories, loved baseball, and was involved in doing things to help younger players and whatnot, and really, really, really gave back to the game. So a long, long life and an incredible career. We're all about statistics, and certainly this segment is about statistics. So, you know, now you have the second term of the president, forging ahead and looking at where we're headed as a country. The official inauguration, we're expected to be about 500,000 people or so show up in Washington for that, go to the mall area and watch the swearing-in. The private swearing-in happened on Sunday, and there's, of course, inauguration balls and all that kind of stuff that happened over the weekend. Right now, it's always about the approval rating. Right now, Obama is at 53%. CNN released their poll of polls. That's where you take the average of all the different polls, Gallup, NBC Wall Street, AP, Washington Post, and get a sampling. And the sampling indicates 53% of Americans approve of the job he's doing in office. 42% say no way, thumbs down. And we'll see where that's headed as we get further into the year and what happens with a couple of key issues and key fights that are bound to happen in D.C., one of them being the guns, another one maybe immigration, another one will be health care rolling out and a lot of the premiums, because that's what's happening with insurances. People are realizing the premiums are starting to rocket up and they're not happy with it. Even if they initially liked the Affordable Health Care Act, will there be an effect on that approval rating? We'll wait and see how that plays out. But right now, 53% is the average. So that's pretty decent heading into the second time around. But this is just the very, very beginning of the year. Hard to believe that we're a couple of weeks into this. It's a big week for Hillary Clinton because the Secretary of State is really at the finish line now as the top diplomat, as the giving up the Secretary of State's spot, going to Kerry now. She came to work last week, and she's getting ready to testify about Benghazi before the House and the Senate committees. Her appearance this Wednesday was originally scheduled in December, but was postponed because of the health things that happened with Clinton. So what will that be like? I think they're eager to question her publicly about the assault on the diplomatic post that killed Ambassador Chris Stevens and three other Americans. And we know that there are reports that are fuzzy as to what initially happened, and that before finally it was dubbed as a terrorist act coinciding with September 11th. And as to her predecessor, as she's answering those questions, Kerry should get pretty easy approval probably from committee members, but then they got to wait, and then they got to move to the full vote for the full Senate. That's how the nominating process works, as you all know, and we'll see if it's smooth sailing once it goes to the full vote in front of the entire Senate body. Might be a little tougher there, but he probably won't have a hard time winning over the full Senate, because he's been around and has friends on both sides of the aisle. If you remember, even when he was running for president, I don't think there was a big concern that Kerry was going to win. He was having a lot of trouble on the campaign trail. But as far as in the Senate, even if he is complete extreme from many of the conservative points of view, he has friends because he knows how to win over his adversaries, I guess. This is terrible, especially since I just went to Ireland, but they're saying that horse meat has been found in hamburgers in Britain and Ireland. The discovery of horse DNA in burgers on sale at supermarkets in both of those countries is certainly hitting the meat lovers pretty hard there. In fact, the Food Safety Authority of Ireland said Tuesday that 10 out of 27 hamburger products they analyzed were found to contain horse DNA. 23 of them tested positive for pig DNA. Yikes!
Yeah. Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes. All food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Kaepernick lifts the right leg. He takes the shotgun snap, hands it to Gore. Gore running right side. He's in. Touchdown, 49ers. A gaping hole off the right side. And Frank Gore has put the 49ers in front for the first time in the NFC Championship. It all comes to this fourth down. Fourth and four at the San Francisco 10. Ryan in the shotgun. Rodgers to his left. Three receivers right. Ryan takes the snap. Looking. Pressure. Throws middle. Broken up. By Navarro Bowman. The 49ers have held. Ryan spreads the field. He's standing in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Backpedals to the 32. Steps up. Throws one. Floating it over the middle. Caught by Julio Jones. Tackled there. And the 49ers are going to New Orleans. The San Francisco 49ers. Super Bowl bound. Hurricanes and Sandiers for breakfast. Second and goal from the 5. Black on a throw. Fires to the end zone. Touchdown! Dennis Pitta! And the Ravens have tied it with an extra point pending. Play action. Black on lob. End zone. Bolden! Touchdown! Antoine Bolden went up and took the ball away from Devin McCourty. Inside handoff. Ridley bounces around the edge to the 45. Hits fun. Ball came out. Ball is loose. And the Ravens say they have it at the New England 46-yard line. The officials converge on the pile. And the Ravens have recovered. Patriots bring the blitz. Flacco throws end zone. Antoine Bolden. Touchdown, Ravens. Brady in the shotgun to throw on first down. Has time. Pass deflected. And intercepted by Danelle Allerby at the Ravens 17-yard line. And the Ravens have done it again.
Woo! You talk about making a play.
I don't know who tipped it, but give him a ball.
Yeah.
Brady from the shotgun on second down. Steps up, fires to the end zone, and it is intercepted! Intercepted by Terry Williams! And the Hayes in the barn! And the Ravens are going to the Super Bowl! It's John Harbaugh! It's Jim Harbaugh! It's a family affair for the Ravens and the 49ers at the Superdome in New Orleans!
Bust out the crab cakes, let's eat!
Oh, yeah. Bust out the crab cakes. How about that? Did anyone think that this would come to it in the beginning of the season? The answer is probably not. Both teams highly touted, but I don't know too many people that picked both of them to be vying for the Super Bowl title and to hoist the Lombardi trophy. The Falcons blew it again. The Ravens topped the Pats, and the 49ers were able to shock the Falcons because they came back from a 17-zip deficit. That's incredible. And the Ravens were able to take advantage of a couple of interceptions and a fumble. And before you knew it, what didn't look so great for them heading into the locker room at the halfway point looked a lot better in the third and fourth quarters of this one. So we got a game, definitely. Super Bowl. The Super Bowl on February 3rd, you know, it's all the hype and the buzz heading into it and the storylines, and I like these storylines. I think we're going to have just a really gritty game. Matt, you're obviously a lover of the great game of football. You've been watching all season long, and I think that the way these two teams match up, it's going to be fun to pick that apart the next couple of weeks, and we're going to have some people on. But the just in general, looking at the matchup of these two teams, I think we're going to have a really close Super Bowl.
I hope so. We've been spoiled a little bit this decade with the Giants and Patriots battles and just a lot of good Super Bowls, because I remember growing up in the 90s, other than the Giants-Bills Super Bowl,
yeah,
all of them were kind of blowouts, like the Cowboys-Bills, the Niners-Bills. There are not a lot of close Super Bowls, but this decade, it seems like the last 10, 12 years, they've been better Super Bowls, the dramatic Super Bowls.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm much different. It's interesting you point to that decade because you didn't see that. So this, if it sets up the way the others have been, and now because of some of the storylines we have, I imagine we're going to get the payoff here. I don't think we'll be disappointed. I think this is going to lend itself to some just a really great game.
How many times do you think Jack Harbaugh is going to get interviewed this week and then the next 2 weeks?
Everybody's going to be climbing over themselves to interview him because, of course, what is the family going to do? You have your two favorite sons who you're incredibly proud of at the success they've had making it through the NFL ranks to end up coaching two big NFL teams, and now here they are in the Super Bowl. It has to be a crazy feeling, a crazy amount of emotions that are running through his head because, you know, who are you cheering for? I guess you just, either way, you win. The father wins because the two sons are in the biggest game that there is, and one of them's going to win, and sadly, one's going to lose. But I think it's going to be rough for the one who loses because they're pretty competitive guys, and they're very close friends. So these are tight brothers. And they live and breathe the game of football. That's how they were raised. And they cheer each other on when they're not opposing each other. And now they're opposing each other in the biggest game that we have. I mean, arguably one of the most watched things in the world, not just America, but in the world, people tune in to watch the football. And it makes it very, very interesting. You know, a sad note to what happened on a great weekend, really, of football. An Atlanta Falcons fan, apparently, and I didn't realize this, I saw this before I went on the air, so I'm telling all of you, an Atlanta Falcons fan was stabbed in the neck by a 49ers fan in the Georgia Dome parking lot after Sunday's game. This is what's being reported anyway, because witnesses said they saw it, and they were interviewed that by the police and by the cameras that came rolling by. But a man rooting for the Falcons got involved in a verbal altercation. They were screaming at each other with a man and two women cheering for the 49ers. then all of a sudden the argument became violent and the 49ers fan stabbed the Falcons fan in the neck. Oh, how awful is that? They got him to the hospital and apparently it looks like he's going to be okay. He could have bled out in that situation or cut the wrong vein and he would have, I mean, that would have been it for him. So all they're saying really is it's unclear if they went to the game, all that other stuff they're investigating. But if this is true, if all these facts prove out to be true, this is awful that fans are that terrible to each other, that vicious, where it's not pleasant trash talking, where you go somewhere and you've got an opposition, jersey, or an opposition person's there and they get crazy drunk or whatever it is, or they have insane rage over their team. I mean, are you kidding me? That you go after someone, you're going after someone else because of trash talking each other? That's ridiculous. And it makes you wonder too, where's the safest place to watch your team in a playoff, whatever sport it is? Maybe in your Lazy Boy recliner with your buddies hanging around you. So if you trash talk each other, you think you're relatively safe, or your favorite local watering hole because you know everybody. And would they really take the risk of doing anything? The answer is no, it might get out of hand, but never where someone would stab you in the neck. I mean, that is just ludicrous. It's just ridiculous. All right, one final note here as we spring to the finish line, for this hour anyway, of America Tonight. Weather is changing for a lot of people. I mean, here we are, January. This is the dead of winter for some. And in warmer climates, they're still getting warm temperatures. Like in Florida, they were having problems with the cold, and they were worried about citrus. In California last week, they were worried about citrus, too. My goodness, where are we going to have to go for orange juice? South America? But temps are warming up in Tampa, Orlando, and most of Florida in the 70s, dipping down a little bit into the 60s later in the week. However, in many of the flyover states, the breadbasket, the heart of so many people that listen to America Tonight, I feel you. I love the Midwest. I went to school there, and I went through many, many cold winters. The mothership, there are reports that it is too below. Two below.
Those reports are accurate.
That means that you got to wear your gloves. See, that's the problem. When you don't live, after you grow up in a cold weather climate and then you move somewhere else, you kind of start to lose your gloves and your hats and your scarves. I mean, mine are all over the place. I'm lucky if I can match two gloves up. You live in Minnesota. You like pin them to your jacket, even you're an adult male. You're walking around with pinned gloves, just like when you were a little boy, because you cannot afford to not have those gloves. You can't leave one glove somewhere on a bar stool because your hand will end up frostbitten. Oh, that's cold.
Hurricanes and beignets for breakfast.
Bust out the crack cake, Fletty!
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.